last year or the year before. These are issues that have been arising. The decline has been there. The entity has been bleeding for quite some time now, I think for about 7 years. That the decline has been there with subsequent or successive leadership have been trying to plug it in, but unfortunately it has been there. But it has now resulted in a situation that now we are in the ICU, as said by the chair. But it is a matter that we can still rescue working with Treasury. So the discussions are going, Chair. We have been promised that very soon the team will be coming back. And hopefully there might be some announcements. We can make those financial announcements or announcement regarding the allocation of the fiscals because it's the responsibility of Treasury. Once they are done, they will come back and make those necessary announcements. We just hope, Chair, that by the time they come in, it's not late for the entity. But we'll keep on nudging them to say that the situation is quite urgent, it's quite delicate, urgent as we speak, for many reasons that we may present here, but I'm sure some of them are very obvious. I guess, Chair, those are the issues that have been the questions that have been raised. I think the group CEO of the SABC has adequately attended to the issues. I must say, Chair, we are quite happy that the leadership, both the board and the executive management, they did not take their eyes off the ball in as far as the turnaround plan is concerned. They will be sort of meeting all the targets of the turnaround plan before the end of the 3 year period, which is quite very, very good. There are issues, of course, that has been raised by DDD Shilembe in presentation of the report that is something that continues to worry us. And there are issues around revenue, because they do still continue to pose a significant risk to the entity. We are worried about that, but the management is working on it. I think at some point, Chair, you must also prepare yourself to receive proposals from the board as well as the shareholder on coming up with some of the review of the regulations and the other matters that governs the SABC so that we can make the SABC to be on a very sound financial footing, to be able to attract revenue, remove all the necessary impediments that are there so that the SABC can be able to execute its public mandate and also become continue to be financially sustainable. The board is quite stable according to where we are sitting. We are pleased urging that please finalize the outstanding issue of one board member. That vacancy there, we're looking forward to finalizing it. Otherwise, Chair, thank you very much. I must thank all the entities. The chairpersons and the CEOs and the team and the DG and the team from the department. Unfortunately, Chair, in the beginning, I was not able to be with of assistance a lot because we're hit here by load shedding, but otherwise we're fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Minister. May I check if members would have asked questions, want to make follow-up questions, so that in the absence of that, we can then move towards wrapping up on this item and get to the next item. Hajira, is there any hand?
Nothing on this
All right. No, thank you, honorable members, for the questions and contributions you've made on this item, as well as thank the Deputy Minister, the acting DG, as well as the entities in terms of responses to the questions or comments made. I think as a way of closing the item, honorable members, I think the entities and the department, as ably led by the Minister and Deputy Minister, you can take this back that indeed for areas where there's been achievement, the committee really appreciates those. And of course, I'm told the Minister is back. I'm not sure if she wanted to come in before I summarize what is really the way to go here. So, Minister, I've just seen that the Minister is back, not knowing whether you were raising a hand that I didn't see. Otherwise, I was summarizing the discussions. Am I audible?
We can hear you, Chair.
Okay, so I'll take it that probably then the Minister was not raising the hand necessarily. In that way, I'll then proceed.
Chairperson?
Yes, Minister.
No, the DM summarized our interactions in terms of the feedback and the responses from the entities correctly. So I didn't feel there was a need for me to add on what he has done. And we'll come back on the matter of the post office with the post office. I'm sure you have received our correspondence requesting that the meeting be treated with sensitivity, because we are going to be sharing some of the information that has commercial interest and may jeopardize the future prospects of the post office.
No, thank you, Minister. But like I said, we really appreciate where they are. Areas of achievement, and would want you to continue in that line. This also goes to the areas of underachievement. I think the general point to make still would be that we also need improvement just on the planning and resourcing part to achieve targets. Because as you set up the targets, the understanding would be that there will also be planning that goes towards that. So that at the end, when we report, we can also justify the appropriations that get made to get those targets achieved. So our reporting should be balanced in that nature. I think on matters that relate to the committee, as it relates to legislation, we would really welcome that you bring that needs to come to Parliament, and the committee will be ready to take this forward. We had mention of the post bank bill that would be coming through. So we're looking forward to that. This is also in relation to the SABC. We would want to just remind members as well as the executive that in other roundtable discussions that we've organized at this committee, part of what we were looking at was to also get other stakeholders in the broadcasting side to participate in what should be a way to look at the SABC. So if there are legislative matters that need to be looked at as enablers, this committee surely would be ready to take that challenge. In fact, we have participated even on a debate with regard to the SABC and its challenges. And this is a point I want to make, and I'm linking this to also the universal service obligations that SAPO is expected to fulfill. That one of the things we raised at the time was indeed the funding model, especially when we have made a call that you would have SABC as a public broadcaster, that we should really show that also from a point of the funding model that we use as a country, so that those matters do not end in debates, but that we debate them because we wanted to elevate them to a particular level, and that working with the National Treasury and all other stakeholders, we should be able to address those. Of course, we should be very happy with regard to the spectrum auctioning that is started today. We are always confident from the side of the committee that when there are challenges, South Africans will always try and find solutions. This refers also to both the public sector and the private sector working together to take the country forward, which will be a practical implementation of what the president refers to as a social compact that ensures no one is left behind. So would still encourage that whilst there's movement on the other matter that's pending, that we can still continue to persuade each other, as the chair of ICASA would have said. But I can tell you that from the committee side, we would have issued a statement already congratulating ICASA for what is starting today. And we look at it really as about unlocking the digital economy when we look at it in totality, more than just the telecom space. So if we can then agree, that's how we would want to take the reports that you've put forward. We will, of course, still have a discussion in relation to USASA and SAPO as we have scheduled. We have correctly agreed to the request from ICASA not to call ICASA at this point, but allow the processes of auctioning to continue, and surely would have time to get them back for a briefing to the committee. So this is also to make sure that in the process, we do not do things that may take us out of what is the focus at this point. So it's not really to make you not to be accountable, but at the time, right time, we would have you coming before the committee. But that task that is taking place now goes back to what we committed when we came in the sixth administration, that we would not want to be part of the statistics as it relates to no movement in the BDM, as well as the auctioning of the spectrum. And surely we are happy that when history makes the judgment later, would be found on the right side of history, that these are happening, at least whilst we can still make input on those. With that, thanks, Minister, Deputy Minister, and the department, as well as the leadership of the entities for making time and come before this committee. So this item at least is concluded. Would not keep you on the platform as we deal with the two last items, which are very short from the committee, one relating to a petition received in relation to SAPO that the committee deliberated on, and we just need to formally adopt a report and just look at the minutes in that score, and that will be the end of our work. So we would not keep you if you would want to be released. Once again, thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you,
Chair. Chairperson, I'm here.
Next item.
Chairperson, next item on the agenda is the adoption of the report by Ms. Graham.
I'm here. Good afternoon, Chairperson. I'm here.
No, Ajira, please flag the report. Honourable members, that's the report with regard to a petition from the residents of Janssenville and Klephart. So that this is the report which formally we need to adopt and be able to report back to the House as per the referral from the Speaker. You would see that from the original report that you received, there would have been changes in the recommendations in as far as matters that will still be discussed on the 15th when SAPO appears before us. And therefore we needed to just restrict ourselves to the actual petition that we handled. You can then scroll down. So members will just raise if there's any correction that they thought should be made or context. Okay, that's the part I was referring to. So the matters that talk to financial strategy and that are matters that will be dealt with then. May I then check if there's a mover and second for adoption of this report?
I move for the adoption of the report, Chair. Kumbu.
Honorable Kumbu moves. May I get a seconder? Am I audible?
We can hear you, Chairperson.
May I get a seconder, honorable members, so that we get off the report?
Chairperson, I'm happy to second, but I think that was our very first meeting, so I'm not sure if we qualify for second.
No, you were observers to the process.
I was trying to help the process.
Yes, I can see you are really trying to help. I wanted a member who was there. Dr. Basso, were you in the meeting?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I needed a seconder so that we get off the item.
I've been trying. No, before I second, just a comment.
Okay, Honorable Basop.
Yes. No, Chair. Given that we are at this stage in terms of this report, I don't have any serious problem about it. But in future, Chair, if you is that whenever we get a petition, as a committee, we are supposed to meet the petitioners, to meet everybody that is being mentioned in the petition as a committee, not to send somebody else. And if possible, in some cases, I don't know about our rules. In some cases, we need to have photos as a proof of evidence that indeed we visited these areas, we identified the problem and we address it. So I'm saying for now, I don't have any problem now because we are at this stage in as far as this report is concerned. But for future purposes, if you am Chair, we need to visit the petitioners as a committee, not to send somebody else. Thank you. In other words, I support the report.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Dr. Basso. Honorable Majozi, were you trying to come in or what happened? I take it that you are not disagreeing with the adoption of the report.
I am not checking. My network is very bad. I've been trying to raise my hand. I don't know what's happening with my gadgets. But yes, I wanted to second the report.
All right. No, thanks. And of course, we'll take into account the points raised by Honorable Basop. And I think in this instance, the petition referred to was from the member of parliament who would have met as the committee. But for the future, for all others, I think we'll try and do that. Thank you. We are now on the minutes. So the minutes are more from the same meeting. which are aligned to the report we have adopted. Yeah, I think the same thing would apply here for consistency of the report. On the recommendations, will be left with the one. Yes, on the resolutions. With that having been said, may I also get a mover for the adoption of minutes and the seconder.
Before the mover, Chair, can we go back to page one in the attendance? I don't know if maybe I saw my name correct. Oh, okay. I thought it was Mjombozi, so.
No, there may be Mjombozi and
okay.
Mjombozi, so that would have been the circle. There's a Honorable Mjombozi moves. Can I get a seconder?
A second, Chair Gumbu.
Honorable Gumbu seconds that then takes care of the minutes. Ajira, that would have been the last point, isn't it?
There is another set of minutes, but we can do it next week, Chair.
Okay.
The 1st of March.
All right. We can take that up next week. At least we have been able to complete this part.
Yeah.
And just make sure that all members receive the minutes, including the minutes of today's meeting, so that we handle all of them by next week. By the end of the quarter, we should have adopted everything that the committee needs to adopt.
We'll do that. Yeah.
All right. And that therefore concludes, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Chair and members. Chair, yes, maybe yes. If you can just talk on Thursday, Chairperson. I've sent out notices, but if you can just speak briefly on the meetings of Thursday. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, I was just saying that with regard to this one, we are done with the items that were before us. I did speak to us having applied to deal with the matters of vacancies, SAPC, DDA, and at the time we had indicated that an application would have been sent to the House. You can then come in, Mr. Ngoma, just to details of what has been done thus far and the notices thereof. Please, Honorable Dr. So you can mute. The background sounds are getting into the meeting.
Thank you.
Dr. Basso, if you can mute the mic.
I'm trying.
Good. Please proceed, Mr. Lola.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to members and good afternoon to colleagues. Chairperson, as yet earlier indicated, the political application was submitted to the relevant office. So I have received approval for the subcommittees to proceed on Thursday. The 10th of March, immediately after the House sitting, we've scheduled it for 16:30, hoping that the House will adjourn it for, and then we'll give members a break before we sit for the discussions on the outcome of the interviews for the MDDA board, which will then, so members of the subcommittee on MDDA should prepare themselves for Thursday. We'll be deliberating on the interviews, 16:30. That will then be followed by the meeting of the subcommittee on SABC at 17:30 and ICASA at 18:30. Chairperson, I know that members of SABC and ICASA are the same members. So if they can also prepare themselves, we proceed. Chairperson, we've also been approved to add an agenda item next week on Tuesday, because remember, the subcommittees will be making recommendations, which will then be tabled to the committee on Tuesday, the reports of the three for adoption. That has also been approved. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. Ngoma. I'm sure honorable members will take this into account to arise it, that this week is the subcommittee work, but then the actual committee adoption will be next week on Tuesday, and in that score we'll have a report to the House on those vacancies. That having been said, honorable members, let me thank you once again. I know that looking at the reports that we're going to deal with, it's quite a number, but I think in the way we have managed qualitatively, we've been able to handle such reports. Indeed, we'll always consider the point that where we would need entities to come directly, we schedule them differently from just the quarterly reports. But of course, the approach we would really want to use is to make sure that the executive leadership, as well as entity oversight, take responsibility for the work they do as they work with entities more regularly than us. And that where there are questions of detail, that's the time that entities would respond to. Otherwise, if the entities do appear before the committee, it will be because we would want to deal with specific matters in relation to that entity. So that would happen on Tuesday next week on USASA, and SAPO would be on the basis of that. That we are specifically looking at certain reports we need from a particular entity. Like I said, even with the ICASA, which we scheduled for the date and we had to move them, we would call them when there's a necessity for them to come before the committee and are ready to brief the committee on matters the committee would want them to look at. I must say that on the 22nd, again, as we adopted the amended program, it still stands as such that we would look at the revised APP that the department has referred to, as well as another referral to the committee. So we'll take all those to conclusion as the committee in this term of our program, so that next time we look at things differently. We'll indeed, honorable members, just from the side of the committee support and my office, also plead with the department that in as far as it's possible, the third and the fourth quarter reports would have to really come in as we get to the next term, as well as try and get the first quarter report immediately when we get to the second quarter, so that there is no report that is left behind and we have to process volumes of information before us to a point of having difficulties in comparing whether progress is being made or not. So that would raise on behalf of the committee. Otherwise, the business of the meeting has been concluded, and this meeting stays adjourned until we meet again, honorable members. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Bye.